A group called the Arizona Film and Media Coalition wants the state to restart offering tax incentives for movies and TV shows that film here. It's pushing a bill in the state legislature that would set aside money and set up parameters for production companies to claim the incentives. John Stewart is a film technician and member of the coalition.
At the moment, we're suffering in our state from competition from our surrounding states that have are currently reaping the economic benefits of a motion picture tax incentive program. And currently, without one, we're not getting the quantity of work into our state and economic opportunity for Arizona.
How much more do you think we could be doing here, and how much more tax revenue do you think the state could be bringing in?
Currently, as far as major motion picture, feature film, episodic television, we haven't had any programs here in the last 5 years since our program last sunset.
Do you have an estimate of, you know, how many programs or movies might be able to be shot here, or how much more money the state could be bringing in as a result?
Well, the revenue and the jobs that are created by the program would be dependent upon the amount of companies that would film here. Our bill that we're proposing, 2621, is very conservative, fiscally responsible, has many checks and balances within it to ensure that Arizona is benefiting at the maximum rate that's possible through the structure of the bill.
As you mentioned, there is a bill in the legislature that your group is working on to sort of bring back the tax incentive. Can you give us sort of the Twitter version of what's in it and what it would do?
In the essence of our bill, we're seeking to have up to $30 million a year for a tax credit for motion pictures, episodic television, multimedia production in the state of Arizona. We have a current cap at $10 million per project, meaning that any one single project cannot move in, take up all the resources of this program in one solid year, and then everyone else that's applying for this would be left out.
You mentioned Arizona's neighbors, and California, obviously. I mean, Hollywood. It would be, I would imagine, tough to compete with that.
We're not attempting to compete with our surrounding states. We just want to have an opportunity to compete on a very conservative level. We're not trying to basically beat anybody's incentive. We're just trying to have a small, very fiscally conservative program that will allow us to have basically an open sign on the state of Arizona.
How big of an industry do you think film and TV and other multimedia type things could be for Arizona?
We have everything a production company could want here. Location, geography, weather certainly is a big key here. We have production facilities that are already in existence. So we do have various locations for production companies to film here. And we want to be able to hang the open shingle on the state of Arizona.
These kinds of incentives have been controversial at the state capitol for a while. And obviously last week the state budget passed and did not include this kind of incentive. What do you make of the arguments that, you know, government shouldn't be offering these kinds of incentives? It shouldn't be picking winners and losers. Arizona should compete on its own for this kind of project. And if it's a good place to be, then, you know, then companies will come find it.
Well, I think basically if you look at the spending per capita for this, at least the city of Phoenix, since our programs ended, it's had a major impact. We generated, I believe it was in the neighborhood of $54 million at the peak of the five-year bill. And in the last year of the bill, as it was tapering off, it was, I believe, $7.9 million in economic activity just in the city of Phoenix alone.
John Stewart is a film technician and a member of the Arizona Film and Media Coalition. As he discussed, some people are concerned about these kinds of incentives. Liz Malm, an economist with the D.C.-based Tax Foundation, is one of them.
My takeaway is that we should be skeptical of film tax credits because there's three main reasons I like to think about. The first one is that film production credits tend to only bring in temporary jobs, and people will come in and they'll bring in workers with them a lot of the time. So if locals are hired for film jobs, it's often very temporary. Second, they don't really tend to pay for themselves, like is often cited. And they often are a net loss to states. So if you look at sort of the return on investment, there's a lot of studies that show that they don't tend to create the amount of activity that is spent on them.
Are tax incentives for films and other multimedia productions different as far as their impact than other kinds of tax incentives?
Well, in my view, tax policy should be neutral and simple, so that means it treats companies and industry same under the tax code. I don't think that it should really favor one industry over another, because what the result is that narrows the tax base, which means less companies are paying under, say, the corporate income tax, which means that the rate has to be higher on everyone else to make up for it.
How much diversity is there among the states as far as the kinds of incentives they offer, requirements for hiring residents, things like that?
Well, that's a good point there. Some are refundable, which means the credit can be more than your actual liability owed, like all kinds of business incentives. Some have sort of stipulations attached to them saying, you know, for like length of time or amount of pay or wages. But the interesting thing about film credits is that, you know, companies are pretty open about the fact that they'll go to any place that's going to pay them the most. So a good example was in Maryland during House of Cards, where a production company sent a letter to lawmakers in Maryland saying, you know, I know you're considering not renewing your film tax credit or not expanding it, and saying, you know, well, we might have to leave if you don't do that.
One of the arguments that supporters of having Arizona reinstate its tax credit make is that production companies will come to the state for a couple of days and take a lot of shots of, say, the Grand Canyon or of a desert scene, and then leave and go film somewhere else. And that if they're going to come here for a short time, it would be better just to have them here for the entire length of time, you know, a couple of months for a movie, or, you know, upwards of 6 or 9 months for a TV show. And that sort of makes it more worth it to have these kinds of incentives.
Well, I think you got to think about what your return on investment is. You know, there's a lot of studies that show that if you spend a dollar on a film tax credit, you might not get a dollar back. And there's a lot of empirical evidence to that effect.
Given the number of states that offer these kinds of incentives, for a state like Arizona, is it possible for the state, do you think, to, if it were to reintroduce its tax credit, to start competing with some of those states?
Well, I think there's states can compete on tax policy, and sometimes that can be good and sometimes that can be bad. I think in this respect, it's not necessarily a good thing, just because, you know, there are so many states that have film tax credits now that some neighboring states often feel pressure to do so. So, for example, you know, New Mexico has history of film tax credits, and, you know, I think there's a bit of a border effect there. Well, if my neighbors are doing it, we better do it too, or we might lose out to them. But just because that's the case doesn't mean that it's good tax policy.
Liz Malm is an economist with the Tax Foundation in Washington, D.C.